Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week we continue in the Gospel of Luke. Let's read from Luke 9, 52 to 56. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then he and his disciples went to another village. Today's lesson: like Jesus, our obedience to God may well earn our rejection or disrespect. Maybe we've had the experience of a friend or a group of friends turning on us. Once you were close and happily having fun together, but now you're ostracized. In our day of social media, this problem has become a much more common experience, as it's never been easier to gang up on and bully someone. Here, Jesus is being shunned by the Samaritans because he's going to Jerusalem. Their rejection of Jesus is likely linked to their disagreement with the Jews over the proper place of worship. For example, we read in John 4, 19 to 20, "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet." This is the Samaritan woman saying this. "Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." Among a number of beliefs, the Samaritans believed that the one holy place was Mount Gerizim, this mountain mentioned by the Samaritan woman, and not Jerusalem, as Jesus is now intimating. Jesus, in going to Jerusalem, is siding with the Jews in its central place of importance. This idea clearly offended them. Jesus was prepared to carry his cross and be rejected for the truth. Jesus did not change his mission or message in order to be acceptable. In response, like Jesus, our obedience to God may well earn our rejection or disrespect. How important is truth to us? In the Christian life, there are primary and secondary issues, some things we can agree to differ on, whilst other things are to be held onto even at the cost of rejection. To narrow this down to our text, Jesus' death for sin is the only way we can be saved, and this is non-negotiable. Peter writes in Acts 4:12, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given by mankind by which we must be saved." Like Jesus, are we prepared to carry the cross of rejection because we are faithful to the truth? Or are we like the religious leaders of Jesus' day, of whom it was said in John 12:43, "They loved human praise more than praise from God"? Are you and I prepared to follow Jesus, even if it means rejection? God bless you.